It is 9:30 on a Monday morning, an opportunity for me to welcome in acting city manager or interim, which is it? Mike Bailey, what is your title?
I think acting is appropriate.
Okay, that was just trying to make sure that I accord appropriate honors. Okay. First of all, good morning. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Charlie.
Where are you hiding Ed Gordon?
Ed Gordon is, I think you guessed a couple of locations where
might
have had him stashed away. It's a little like Where's Waldo?
Yes. Or where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
This is very close. So now Ed's still, he's coming in part-time. He typically is in the afternoon, still on the way to recovery, and he's getting better every day.
Get the man GPS. He needs to know where recovery is.
he'll get there eventually, I think. But we're seeing a little more of him as time goes by, so he's managing to work his way back. It's good to have him back in the office.
It is. It is truly. I'm just awaiting his return to this program.
Yeah, we all are. I think he does a much better job.
And I realize we have a stairway for him to climb, and so that may complicate matters somewhat.
Yeah, it's amazing how things can change when you're stricken like that.
So. Yes.
But he's doing great.
Good. We are approaching graduation date. As a matter of fact, some area schools will have graduation this Friday night. To me, that says we're getting set for pool season.
You are exactly right, Charlie. We are getting closer. So we've got the announcement of the opening of the pools. Sooner and Frontier will both open May 26th. As many of the viewers may know, the City of Bartlesville contracts with the Richard Kane YMCA, and they manage our pools for us. They handle all the swim lessons and things of that nature, but that's a great partnership with them. But for more information on swimming lessons, swimming fees, swimming pool hours, you can go to cityofbartlesville.org. On the front page of our site is the Sooner and Frontier Pools to open May 26th story, and it's got all that information in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're new to town or if you're just not familiar with the pools, we do have two great pools. Sooner Pool is an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and it is located on Madison Boulevard, south of Tuxedo. Frontier Pool is aimed more at the younger kids. Fantastic. It's our newest facility, and it is awesome. It's a little mini water park for kids. Of course, older kids can enjoy it as well, but older kids and adults maybe. It's got water slides and water features and things of that nature.
And a little bit of space for just plain tanning like you do at any other pool around the the country.
And Frontier Pool is located on the southeast corner of Frank Phillips Boulevard and Virginia Avenue. So we really do hope that the citizens will get out and enjoy the pools this summer. Both of those are great venues depending on what you're looking for.
In fairness to our YMCA, since they manage those pools, they also have one of their own.
They do. They actually have an indoor facility.
Yes, they do.
And that one's available
all-weather
year
pools.
Round. Yeah. There you go. There's always swimming available in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We look forward to having those open, and it seems like everything's going well.
Yep.
And speaking of going well, Charlie, we had an appointment to the Tower Green Design Committee at our last council meeting.
Yes, we did.
I guess that's a week ago now.
It was.
Would have been a week ago.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Boy, it does. It. I'm not sure that it's the having fun part, but time is definitely flying, Charlie.
Well, for the members of the committee, it could be having fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think all of them are really looking forward to it. If you're not familiar with it, the council has created a Tower Green Design Committee. This was a project that was approved as part of the most recent GO bond. It'll be funded with the GO bonds that we issue in June of this year. So up and coming. They really want to get started on this one. Mr. Curd and Mr. Gentius, both council members, were appointed to this committee, and the committee was created also with three at-large members, and then a member of the Community Center Trust Authority and a member of the Price Tower committee. So the three at-larges that were appointed were Anna Fisher, who is the marketing manager for RVS Bank. Anna also served as the co-chair for the campaign committee for the GO bond. Very familiar with her. She's a younger lady here in town, and I think you'd be seeing a lot of her. She's also the president of the Young Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I truly believe that you'll be seeing a lot of her in the years to come. Jay Webster was another one, and Jay is the co-owner of Pioneer Dream Productions. Most people are very familiar with Jay and his wife, Ann Jeanette. They're both very active in the community. And somebody that I haven't had a chance to meet yet, but that I've heard great things about, was also appointed, Shelby Brammer. Mm-hmm. She's the artistic director at Theater Bartlesville.
Yes, she is. Has been for a couple of years or so.
So we've got a great broad spectrum there, kind of a cross section of our community. The purpose of the green space is to be, it's to be inviting, and it's to be something that that's to be used by the general public. So this committee, they have a great. They have a great concept of where they're going, and the only two appointments left to be made will be the appointment from the tower, or from the Price Tower, mm-hmm. and from the community center, and both those should be made on May 21st. The committee will have a meeting later that week, so they will hit the ground running. I expect to see something rather quickly out of it.
I would expect those appointments to come from the respective governing bodies of those two organizations.
Yes,
Price Tower, a local nonprofit, the community center, a city board.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, they're probably, I don't know, I haven't checked the listing, but there are occasionally openings on that particular community center board.
You are correct. There are. I don't believe we have any right now, but. But one of the other things, we had 32 people applied for these three positions. Now, that may not sound like a lot to some people, but having been involved in lots of committees,
okay.
32
just short of, 1%? 100, yeah.
Yeah, and 10 people for every vacancy. That usually does not happen on these committees, so it was great that we had that much interest in it. The council, I know that Mr. Gentius and Mr. Curd both hope to keep these candidates involved. So the ones that weren't chosen for the positions, because there was only three positions, so there's 29 people that didn't get it, I think that they intend to involve them in other ways. There's going to be lots of opportunities for public input and into the design of this project. There's been a lot of discussion about how to accomplish that. Nothing official yet, but I think there will be many, many opportunities for public input into this design.
Well, and again, the official decision is still that it's a recommending body to
right.
the council, like all of the other.
Yeah, you are exactly right. So, of course, it's public dollars, so the final say on public dollars is the city council. Looking forward to getting started with that. That was one of the more high-profile projects in the GO bond.
Yep. Do we have to talk about the next one?
We do.
Okay.
We do, unfortunately. You're referencing the retirement of Tom Holland. That was next on my list. And, of course, Tom Holland is a fixture in our community. He is a much beloved figure in our community. And Tom had almost a 50-year career in law enforcement.
Fantastic.
And I say had. It's not over yet.
No.
He will actually, he's announced his retirement. He plans to retire effective July 6th.
Well, so that means that as once he's former law enforcement, he would be eligible to serve on the Crime Stoppers board.
So. That's right. That's right. He asked me the other day. He asked if he'd use me as a reference because he was looking to do some other things, and I think he was wanting to get involved with some nonprofits throughout our community. So you certainly have not seen the last of Chief Holland, but he served a long time in Bartlesville. In fact, he served as the Bartlesville Police Department chief twice.
Yes, he did.
He was here once from 1990 to 1993. And then in his latest stint, he's been here a little over 10 years. So he's been with the city for a very long time. He also has served in law enforcement as a police officer, detective, and FBI agent. So a great guy.
Yep.
He will be missed. I think that, judging by your reaction and mine as well, that I think we both think Tom Holland is a friend. And I think that many in the community feel the same way. We have a job at the city, and so we will begin the very pragmatic process of selecting his replacement. And I had a little discussion with council at the end of our last city council meeting and let them know that my intent at this point will be to bring in a search firm. And that's not because we don't have great internal candidates, because we really do. We've got some great internal candidates, and they will all be considered. But Bartlesville's police chief is a very desirable position throughout the state. And so we have an opportunity to bring in the biggest and best possible pool. And I've got Shelley McGill here with me. She's been working.
I'm sure she has.
She's been working on more than just this. This has been a particular interest. Her and Laura have been working with is SGR was the company we were looking at, and they do searches, and they specialize in municipal officials. So we're sad to see Tom go, but we're looking forward to the future. We've got a great community, we've got a great police department, and we've got great opportunity here.
Well, it's nice to know that the job will receive adequate consideration, and whether Absolutely. We promote from within or whether we bring in a new viewpoint, either way, I'm sure the committee and the council are looking out for the best interests of the city overall.
We absolutely have a very, very important position, probably one of the most critical positions in city government is the police chief. So, mm-hmm. Again, it's not something to be taken lightly, but we really, looking forward to the future. We'll miss our friend, but we're definitely looking forward to the future.
Well, so. He can still, go get donuts and get them for the officers at break time or whatever.
That's it. I suspect we've not seen the last of Chief Hall, and I can only imagine.
One of the primary functions of the council, of course, to develop a budget, and
Absolutely.
I'm sure as I look at the calendar, we are nearing the end of the fiscal year, which means you got to have one in place little bit more than a month from now.
We are we're working hard on it too. This is the time of year where the budget really it kind of dominates the functions of our offices. Normally, Jason and I would be the two of us would be working directly towards that, but this year it's been a little bit different, and you'll hear why here in a minute. Is of course I've been the acting city manager. Jason has been involved with the implementation of a Tyler software system that he'll talk about here in a minute. We're still in a pretty good place. We've got a budget draft just about ready to be released this week. Once that's released, of course, it'll go to the council, but it'll be made publicly available as well. The council will hold a workshop on March 21st. That'll be the meeting.
May 21st.
I wrote it down March. He changed it to May, and I said March anyway. I don't know what month it is, Charlie. Where am I? What are we doing?
I just thought I'd better correct you before, before someone else misquotes you.
Yeah, sorry, they missed it. It was 2 months ago. goodness, May 21st. There's a little blue Y right there.
There is
my R, and yeah. I still said the wrong one. But May 21st.
I make all of my mistakes in public too. It's okay.
I make my best ones in public. Trust me. And then there will also be a public hearing on June 4th. So we've got May 21st is the workshop, public hearing June 4th. Of course, the public, both of those meetings are open and available to the public, and the public is welcome to attend the workshop as well as the public hearing. The workshop is a very in-depth and lengthier presentation, but both of those, again, are available to the public. So just to kind of give you a really brief snapshot of the budget, the city's budget has about $80 million in expenditures and reserves. That includes everything from operating expenditures, capital expenditures, the reserves, as we mentioned, and then even debt service expenditures. So it is a significant budget. It is a significant investment of public resources, and so it's not something we take lightly. We will certainly have that out so that the public can review that as much as possible. But two of the biggest projects as far as capital that you'll see in there this year, one of them is wastewater reuse. You've heard Terry Lauritsen talk about that a number of times. That will be funded this year. We're anticipating that construction will cost about $6 million. I doubt that it will be built this year, but it will be the engineering and design will be completed, and hopefully we can take that out to bid in the current year.
And that's something that you frequently talk about, bringing someone from the engineering staff in, et cetera, just to remind the public that, we don't even have the dollars yet, but certainly once from the time we get the dollars, there are several steps to that process.
That's right. And there are definitely a number of steps, but it's a critical project as far as water security. And in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, water is something that is always on our minds and has been since we first went through a drought over a decade ago.
And drought in the news again today with the 42% of the state in some form of drought.
So we see the importance of that. The other thing that we are working on, of course, with the Corps of Engineers is a contract so that we can obtain water off of Copan Lake. All of our water right now comes off the Caney River and off of Hula. And then, of course, we have a city-owned lake which is recharged through Hula. So getting Copan would add an additional supply to us, but We are putting most of our faith right now in wastewater reuse because it is the most sustainable option that we have at this point in time. So, and one of the other critical items in the budget this year will be a continuation of the city's IT overhaul. Our IT systems were very, very badly out of date. And we, in the GO bond, there was an update for the police, their core system that runs everything from dispatch all the way into the cars. You know, that, so that'll be replaced. Several years ago, there was a GO bond that had some money in it for an overhaul of the citywide Enterprise Resource Planning System, which is ERP. Mm-hmm. And that's currently ongoing, and that's the one we'll talk about more here in just a minute. But in this budget, we'll be looking to expand even that. We've got some, and there was some additional modules. Jason, what all was it that we had included in this year's budget? And I should introduce this.
Who is Jason anyway?
So this is Jason Moniger, and Jason is the Internal Services Supervisor, which means that he is over accounts payable, accounting, payroll. What did I miss?
Various things.
There. Other duties as assigned.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So, where the job description would read.
They always catch you.
The poor guy works for me, and so the other duties as assigned has turned into project manager for the Tyler ERP implementation, which is quite a project.
I've been to the Wyatt Earp birthplace. I understand about some of the other Earp boys, but Tyler was not part of that family.
Tyler was not an Earp.
When I was doing a narration for the Wyatt Earp birthplace, I never mentioned his name.
Never mentioned Tyler.
No.
Well, he's a much less known brother.
Okay.
He's found a home in Bartlesville. So, Jason, what all were we adding this year? Of course, we'll talk more about what we've got right now, but we were also, there's about four modules that we were going to add this year.
There are. We basically focused on the financial side, so more just introspective for us of what upper management needs to facilitate and run our city. Gives us good budget control, the ability to receive people's money, bill people. It's really... This first phase is really just from a city perspective, only we're really going to see it.
Yeah, most of it's facing
inward facing.
Yep.
So we'll see. We've got four phases to this project. Currently, we're in the financial portion. We're moving, transitioning into the HR payroll portion. It started in January. Third phase is going to be our eGov portion, which is where the citizens will start seeing, really seeing where they can be interactive with as well. We've got citizen self-service. So folks can go online, get their permitting. I'm under the impression we can probably start receiving payment on most of the things they have to come down to City Hall for. This will not include your utilities at this point, but it's going to be integrated with our GIS maps. Really, the best way I see it is that pretty much anything you're coming down to City Hall for to do a transaction face-to-face, you'll now be able to do that from our website. So,
and you did mention that with the exception of utility billing, that was one of them that we were actually going to fund in this year's budget, and so we'll look forward to a future phase also being a total overhaul of the utility billing software, which will have the, I think it'll interface with the same citizen service portal that we have today.
Yeah, it will. Like you said, we're contracted for four phases currently. Once we wrap these up, which implementation on this is about a 36-month implementation from phase one to phase four.
Then we'll look a little longer than we expected when we went out for bid, wasn't it?
And it seems even longer than that as you're in the middle of it.
One of those corollaries of Murphy's Law, all government projects will take longer than expected.
Absolutely.
Here we are.
So, you know, when we wrap up these four phases, we'll bring the utility billing in, and then there should be a lot of continuity from, at least from our standpoint internally. Should create a lot of efficiencies going forward. It gives the taxpayers more bang for their buck. So,
and there was a few other things, but most of those were also inward facing. I think utility billing was the big
it
one.
It is. We're going to have the eGov is going to be the biggest piece.
Yep.
We also have, you know, some work orders, fixed asset tracking. The system we currently use is so outdated that it's really inflexible for us, and no way for us to make that outward facing to the citizens currently.
And
so.
I really wish that, and this is one of those things where you really need pictures to truly understand the system we're using today. For anybody who has used an early 1990s software system that had a black screen and a green blinking box for a cursor,
That was during the days of monochrome monitors.
Oh, we
can,
are.
Can be green or
amber.
Amber, yeah.
Well, we're still currently using that.
So. We still have that. So we've come a long way, Charlie. We've got a long ways to go.
Strange thing called a C prompt and DOS.
It looks exactly like that, in fact. So. It's still very functional, but it's very
You could have been using an Apple II Plus. So, I mean, they're
it definitely does not stress the computing power in the current computers. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, but that is a huge project that's ongoing. And as I said, Jason, I was to be the project manager over this. And, of course, as I've taken on roles as the acting city manager, Jason has had to do that, which means that then the two of us had to meet in the middle and figure out how to get the budget done as well.
I've not been holding up my end of that bargain, really. So they've been carrying me.
We're in pretty good shape. So, but that is coming, and it'll be continuing, as Jason said, for probably another 3 years as we continue to add to that.
If you had the utility billing on there, yeah, another year to our previous 36-month engagement.
So I think IT overhaul is a great way to describe it, but we've still got a long ways to go. And one of the other most important aspects of any budget are employment costs, of course. And for the city, that is a huge portion of it. And something that cities deal with that most employers don't is that we also have two unionized groups. We have the IAFF, which represent the firefighters, and we have the FOP, which represent the police department. And we've been negotiating with the IAFF, Shelley, for about 14 months or so.
Yes, that is right.
Good morning, Shelley McGill. Yes. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning.
Yes,
I
on my introductions here. Shelley McGill, who needs no introduction, but I'll give her one anyway, is the library director and the HR director, she's got something for both of those in the next 8 minutes of our program here. But wanted to talk a little bit about the IAFF contract, because I know that we went through arbitration, Shelley, and we're the city council, for those who pay attention to the news, the city council had chosen to call an election to take this to the citizens, and it appears now that will no longer be necessary, we hope. We're almost there.
Yes, that is right. We are in final phase contract reviews for a 3-year contract, actually.
It's great news.
Yes.
We will have labor peace with the firefighters into the foreseeable future, which is a great thing. I think this was a good contract for them. It was a good contract for us. I've been told by them, and I don't think I've ever been told this, is that they're happy with the deal that they have right now, and they wanted me to know that, because there were still some a few people who were not associated with the fire department who were grumbling about it. But the president of the Firefighter Association wanted us to know that he was happy with the deal. So the main tenets of the deal, Shelley, as far as changes from prior years, could you go over those briefly?
Yes. The biggest change we did was on the pay scale. The old pay scale had steps between there of 5%, and the city was really having a tough time getting that 5% pay raise, and they would like it every year, and it's just one of those things that our budget just wasn't allowing. So we changed that the gap between the steps to 2.5% instead of 5, and so that will enable us to give a much more consistent raise to them, because reaching that 5% was just almost impossible every year. So they agreed to that, and the city agreed or pledged to try very hard to give them a step every single year if they could do that, and came out with that, and I think everybody was pleased with that. And so that's the biggest change we made.
I think you're right. That's the biggest change that's been made to these contracts in 30 years.
Yes.
Of course, the step structure was established at a time where there was booming inflation and everybody's income was going up, and it's just we're not in that kind of environment anymore. So,
but as I understand it, part of the problem that you collectively have apparently solved, that grade and step affected their retirement rates and everything else.
It did. So it goes on their last so many months of work, and so they need those to be as high as possible before they retire. So giving them a consistent and for new employees coming in, knowing, you know, how much they could probably get every year is of value.
Yeah, absolutely. That has been the biggest point of friction, of course, is that, you know, we were able to do a lot of things to try to in years when we couldn't do raises, but it had become increasingly difficult to offer a 5% raise. And speaking to other members in the business community, it's a rarity to have a 5% raise anymore. Now, it used to be very common, but it's become very rare. You know, we speaking to bankers and lots of different people about what they do in their organizations. And it's just become the exception. So we're pleased we were able to negotiate that. And again, I think they were pleased with the result that we've promised them steps over the next 3 years and promised them that we will, it will be our best effort, as Shelley said, to do that in going into the foreseeable future as well. So, we don't have an agreement with the FOP, but we've made the same offer to them, and the FOP, of course, represents the police officers. We're hopeful that we'll have that done before the budget this year as well.
Yes.
We've been meeting with them on a regular basis, but that's a huge component of any budget, Charlie. And so, of course, what we do with those union groups, we'll do with the general city employees as well. So that if they're on a 2.5% step scale, then that will become the norm across the city. Yeah. And it was a good change. I realize, and again, it was quite a compromise on everybody's part to get to this point.
And it's just exciting when we get to that point and then everybody's happy. That doesn't always happen.
No. We rarely end these negotiations with everybody being happy. But this time, I think we did it. And again, it took quite a while. And I spoke with a couple of the members of the IAFF out of the away from City Hall the other night in an event. And we had good conversation. And everybody was smiling and happy. So we'll hope that continues for the next few years. So, Shelley, you have about 3 minutes as the library director. I know you've got some announcements and some programs coming up that you'd like to spend a few minutes talking about. So
I do. I've got three things, so I'll take about a minute for each.
There you go. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, he's already used half of your first one.
It's 2.5 now.
Well, today we are kicking off our summer reading program signups. So our summer reading program is always an exciting time to keep those kids reading well and to not lose anything over the summer. So those signups begin today. We are going to have a booth at Sunfest, and we have a fun-filled summer full of things to do from we're having the Junior Master Gardeners Club, and we're going to have a garden for the kids to learn from the Master Gardeners how to plant a garden. You know, juggling, musicians, pool parties at Frontier. We're going to have a karaoke party at On the Rock. We are going to have a grand finale concert at the Band Shell at Sooner Park. For the teens, we have some virtual reality stuff. We're making some Stones and Bones jewelry because the theme of this summer is Libraries Rock. So we're doing some actual rock things, and we're doing some rock and roll things, and so we're having escape rooms and all kinds of stuff. So I encourage your children and teens to sign up for summer reading. The next thing that we have going is June 1st, we kick off a brand new collection for the library. It's called a Things Collection, and those are things that you can get at the library to borrow for a week. And there are things from anything from a microscope, a telescope, a sewing machine. We have all kinds of craft kits. You can get an auto-diagnostic tool that you can plug into your car and see why that light is on your dash. We have musical instruments. We have cake pans. We have everything. So we're very excited, and you'll hear more about that coming up. And then the last thing I wanted to say is the Friends Bookstore is moving. In their current location, their last day will be Wednesday, May the 23rd, and then they'll reopen June 11th in a new location, which is closer to the circulation desk. So we have a lot going on at the library. Please check out our Facebook and our website, and we'd love to serve you any day of the week.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Shelley, and congratulations on all the great things going on at the library.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, and that is our City Matters program this morning, and again, we'll look for all those changes. Pools open again on the 29th, is that correct, for the opening date for...
Go back and look here, 26th, May 26th.
And that's City Matters this morning. News on the way next. What are your retirement plans? Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored